everybody, to another edition of NFL Hard Hit, starting with new football podcast. I'm your host, Eric. My co-host tonight is Quinta. How are you, Quinta?
Oh, good.
Before we get started with some of the games, I'll do the plugs. Listen to Boxman and Smart and myself whenever I can get on every Wednesday night. So tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Mr.com/DirtSheetDudes, and then they can be found on every major podcast platform. And then their second show, Hollywood Hangouts, Hollywood-Hangout on Mr.com every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And then listen to us every Friday night for the Unscripted Wrestling Show. This Friday, we'll be doing a McFoley Electric Collective Top 10 Moments and Matches folder on Facebook and Old School 70s, 80s, 90s group. Real wrestling fans, Saga Monster group, and EPW. Those polls can be found. Those polls will be ending probably Friday afternoon or morning, and every Saturday for the Unscripted Unlimited show with me, Daniel, and Doug. This Saturday we'll be doing UFC top 10 favorite UFC fighters of all time. That should be fun. And then Sunday for the Scaredy Cats, Mindy and Daniel, every Sunday at 3:00 p.m. Eastern time. And then me and Clintus for NFL Hard Hits every Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever our schedules vary. And then that's pretty much it. Want to start with the Eagles game, Clintus?
Yeah, we can start there.
So, Jalen Hurts was ruled out, 24 hours before the game?
Yeah, 24 hours before the game. It was 24 hours before the game.
And then she started the game, and I mean, I watched like the first two drives, and I had to go to work. But I thought the offense was decent with him, but of course, Jets didn't have a game plan for him, so it looked smooth. What did you think?
I was expecting a strong showing as a defense, and what I got, I wasn't a big fan. I was impressed with Gardner Minshew. I know that if he would have won, it's going to cause what we're having here and now about how Jalen Hurts should be benched for Gardner Minshew. But you people have to realize it's the Jets. The Jets are nothing, nobody special. They are who they are. They're just the plain old Jets. Nobody special. Nobody here.
Exactly. Now, do you think Hurts on a short leash if he had a bad first half against Washington in 2 weeks?
No, he'll be bad. I mean, he sits Hurts out for the... You sit him out.
I think they should play both. I think you should maybe not alternate drives, but one drive you put Hurts in for running if you want to run the ball, and if you want to pass, you put him in shoot. Why not play both? Give the defense to guess. Keep guessing. You think that could be a possibility?
Maybe. Maybe.
I think that could be a good possibility. He played both, especially if the offense is struggling in the first half. Maybe change it up a little bit. Start Minshew in the second, and then change it up. Just keep the defense guessing. What were your thoughts on that, Clint?
I would not do that whatsoever.
You know, I don't know if it would work. I don't think they would do it, but it's always an option. But the defense played bad the first three drives, and then they settled down and didn't allow any more points in the second half. In the first half after the third drive. And then, because the kicker sucked so bad, just couldn't even kick field goals because the kicker was bad. Did the defense play better in the second half? I mean, obviously they didn't allow any points.
I forget the defense, but the game just slowed down. Well, what it was, not like nobody. The Eagles scored 9 points in the second half. There was no big offensive drama or fighting. The game just got really boring afterwards.
Right. Yeah, from what I was looking at when I was looking for the score, it looked like.
Right.
I mean, the offense didn't score any touchdowns in the second half. It was all field goals, right? Or did they score one touchdown?
Yeah. No, it was mainly just field goals.
So they slowed down the game with their running game. They controlled the clock. So it was a good win, but again, it was against the Jets. Nothing to write home about, but still a good team win. They're off this week, so it's going to be interesting to see what they do against the hot Washington team. All of a sudden, the Washington team is hot. So, what else? Is there another game that you saw you want to talk about?
Besides Detroit getting their first win of the season, that was...
Yeah. Talk about that a little bit. Detroit was, they were up that game most of the game, and then the Vikings came back.
Yeah, they came back and then led to a final drive. No time left. Touchdown.
Touchdown with no. Oh, wow.
No time left.
No time left. I didn't watch that replay. Wow. That's impressive. Good for the Lions game. They win. I had a feeling they could win that game. It was gonna come against somebody nobody expected. And what do you know? It's in Minnesota. The Colts did what they had to do. They shut out the Texans. Jonathan Taylor continues to make himself an MVP candidate in my books. You think he's a top three MVP candidate? I do.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he's the best player, best running back in the game right now. Obviously, no Henry. So. He's probably the closest thing to Henry as far as power back. I mean, he can do a little more than Henry because he can catch the ball. But I like what I've seen from him, Jonathan Taylor this year. I think he's a top two, top three MVP candidate. I don't know who the MVP is right now because it changes every week. Maybe, I guess it's Aaron Rodgers, maybe. I have to look at the odds, see who is the favorite. But my top is probably Rodgers and Taylor, maybe Murray. But Murray's been injured. Washington beat the Raiders continue to third straight win, I think, believe.
Yeah.
Wow. They beat. They had back to back 17-15 games. Wow. That's probably the first time in history, he said. 17-15. You rarely see that, and they had back to back 17-15 games. Let's see. Rams destroyed the Jags 37-7. Steelers beat Ravens. Did you see any of this game? Ravens game?
I saw a little light toward the end of it, yeah.
Yeah, it was a game-winning field goal, right? I believe.
No, they stopped them at the two-point conversion.
Oh, okay.
The Ravens scored a touchdown. They decided to go for two instead of sending it to overtime and being good.
They went for two. The Seahawks beat the Niners 30-23. Russell Wilson. They get off the snipe and end their losing streak. Russell Wilson has a typical Wilson game. 30-37, 231, two touchdowns. Yardage wasn't there, but two touchdowns. Tyler Lockett and Metcalf had their yardage. What else? Cowboys beat the Saints last Thursday. And that was a boring game. What do you think of that game?
I didn't really watch that one.
Yeah. It wasn't much of a game. The Saints didn't have a chance. I thought the Saints, me and you and me both picked the Saints, so we both thought they had a chance. But Hill just didn't have it. He doesn't have it as a quarterback. Buccaneers beat the Falcons 30-17. Cardinals beat the Bears 33-22. Chargers wins in Cincinnati and beat them 41-22. Typical Bengals loss. They always come off a big win and then they choke the next week. Seems like Dolphins beat the Giants after the Giants beat us. That's pretty much it. And then the Chiefs beat the Broncos on Sunday night. No surprise there. And then the Patriots beat the Bills on Monday night in the cold, winded Buffalo. This was a good defensive game, but I wanted to see a high-scoring game. But Buffalo had their chances, but the win was a factor. What do you think of this game?
It says a lot when you beat a team and only put on the ball for 14 yards, three passes throughout the whole game.
I know. Yeah. You think that Patriots going to win the division?
I wouldn't be surprised.
They play each other in 2 weeks, so who knows? I think Patriots made themselves legit being in Buffalo, but again, it was weather was a factor. If it wasn't a factor, I don't know if it would have been the same result. We'll find out in 2 weeks when they play again. Let's get to our MVP of the week. MVP of the week, I will say, I'll say Russell Wilson. That's my MVP of the week.
I'm watching you take Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Jonathan Taylor. My team of the week, I'll say the Rams. They did what they had to do. They got out this night and ended the three-game losing streak. They're back in contention. net win column. Who is it?
I want to take the Colts.
You have a team to win.
Yeah, I want to take the Colts.
Colts. We'll get through these games. Steelers and Vikings.
Yeah.
Thursday night football tomorrow night. Steelers and Vikings. I think Thielen and Cook are officially out, I believe. I know Cook is out. And Thielen. So with that said, I'm going to take the Steelers with the upset.
And I want to agree with you with that one.
You are?
Yep.
Steelers. I think the Steelers can make a run here for the division. I think the division is still wide open after beating the Ravens. Ravens and Browns. I'm taking the Browns to get revenge from 2 weeks ago and beat Ravens.
I think the Ravens come back and win.
Jaguars and Titans, this should be an easy pick. I'm taking the Titans.
And the Titans should win.
Raiders and Chiefs, I'm taking the Chiefs. They met 3 weeks ago in Vegas, and Chiefs dominated that game on Sunday night. And I expect the same here.
Yes, Chiefs,
otherwise. Jets and Saints. I'm taking the Jets. They have a better quarterback. Just basically on a better quarterback.
Yeah, I'm going with the Saints for a bit better running game. And
Cowboys and who are you taking?
Take the Saints.
Cowboys and Washington. Do the Cowboys end Washington's winning streak, or does Washington keep going? I'm taking Washington.
Taking Washington, too. Particularly, the Cowboys never brought beating the football team.
Washington wins. They're in that hunt for the division. Falcons and Panthers. Battle of 5 and 7 teams. I'm taking the Falcons.
And the Panthers.
Seahawks and Texans. I'm taking the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks want to finish with at least close to a winning record.
I'm okay with the Seahawks, though.
Lions and Broncos. I'm taking the Broncos.
Yep, Broncos should win easily.
Giants and Chargers. Taking the Chargers.
Yep, Chargers.
Niners and Bengals. I'm taking the Bengals. I don't know why San Francisco is favorite. I'm taking the Bengals.
I'm taking San Fran.
Bills and Buccaneers. Oh, boy. Bills need to win here.
But
I don't see it happening. Buccaneers. Can they win? Yeah, of course. But it's going to be tough. So I'm taking the Buccaneers. You got the Bucs too?
Yep.
Sunday night football, Packers and the Bears. Aaron Rodgers I'm taking the Packers.
Yep. I guess they won.
And Monday Night Football. Hopefully this week is a better game. Rams looking for revenge against the Cardinals. But I'm taking the Cardinals to possibly put this division away with a win. Because the Rams are the only ones that could legit steal the division. They win here. It's pretty much wrapped, right?
Yeah.
So I'm taking the Cardinals.
Yeah, I'll take the Cardinals, too.
Well, it should be an interesting week. No Eagles, so... No controversy this week.
Okay, we feel it.
But, yeah. Thanks, Clint, for coming on. That was a good show. Are you coming on Friday?
Anytime. No, I won't be here on Friday.
Okay. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, right. Man.
Later. You're welcome.
Later.
Bye.
Later. Peace.
Later.
Mm-hmm.